really what God's just working on my heart at the moment is how powerful and how great we really are, and that we are truly seated on that right hand side of God each and every day. We don't wake up today and we're in a different position, and then tomorrow in a different position, and every single day we're on the right hand side of God. We have the Spirit living within us, and we are great, great power on this earth. And sometimes our thoughts and our imaginations and how we see ourselves can really hinder our walk. I've been learning over the last week, I've been spending some great time with Lawrence and listening to his teachings, the teaching that he did last Thursday. I've listened to it a couple of times because I think it's just really powerful. It's really good to be able to get them truths embedded in our heart. And when we know our position and we know what God in Christ says about us and who we are, it's easy to understand what's being said to us. And right now it is about the decisions that we make, the connections that we have. For many, many years, I was listening to YouTube, doing different things, searching many things. I was going to conferences and feeling like I was being really spiritual, and I was a bit up and down like a yo-yo because I was going here, there, not really understanding scriptures or understanding what God was saying to me or doing through me. And over the last year, I've really decided to connect and really decided to lift my heart and surrender everything to God, but also to listen to what's being taught. God showed me to cut off from everybody else, cut off from what I was listening, because there was lots of confusion coming into my heart, lots of confusion coming in about different scriptures and different things that God's word says, and especially what different preachers and religions say that scriptures say, but actually sometimes that might not be right, like from the Old Testament to the New Testament. So over the last year, I've really just got my heart embedded into what I've been listening to, where God's told me to connect, and that is thankfully with Lawrence and listening to what he's sharing in Kim. And I'm even more blessed because they're my mother and father-in-law. And right now, what I've been learning, especially the last 2 weeks, is how important that connection is, only for the fact that we can really get sidetracked and we can be, our minds can go off on many different things if we're just thinking that we're okay on our own. God's given us, God created the body, Jesus Christ is the head of the body, and all of us are in the body to be of one mind of one accord. So in the Acts, they were all doing the same thing. They knew what they had to do, they knew their power, they knew their authority after the day of Pentecost, and they just moved in that, they just walked in that and moved in that. And for years I've always thought, well, in the Western world, you know, we've got this coming up, we've got that, and not really knowing how powerful my voice was, how powerful my confessions were each and every day, the things that we say and the things that we do. And what I mean by that is, with the words that we speak, we can really hinder our walk and we can really stop ourselves from moving in the power in which God wants us to move. Because on that day of Pentecost, he gave Holy Spirit, and ever since we've got Holy Spirit, and we are powerful people who are more powerful than any man that's ever walked on the earth. Even the old prophets and old teachers and everything, because they had the Spirit upon. And we have got an enemy who's seeking who he can devour, but fortunately we are greater than him, way greater, and he is way under our feet. But that doesn't stop him from trying to change our mind or put thoughts in that are not of God. And that can happen, we can do that, and sometimes we can think we're also right in an area, but actually be so wrong. And I've learnt that, and it's took a lot of humbleness from me to be able to go to God and ask God, you know, what does this mean? What's this about? You know, Lawrence is saying this, but this person's saying that. And I got real convicted in my heart. I know a lot of people don't really like that word, but I do. I like to be told right from wrong, and I love it even more when it's God showing me right from wrong. And over the last couple of, the last week, I've just been encouraged to go to the scriptures, confessing what God says about me, because over the last month or so, I found myself getting into this negative thought pattern, this negative process, this negative way of living. And normally throughout life I'm quite a positive person, but I've had a lot of change and a lot of things go on over the last couple of months, and I've just found myself going quite negative, and it's really come out in my approach, in my conversations. When I was going to the scriptures and I was speaking to Lawrence, you know, there was three things that were really burning on my heart, and that is who we are in Christ, and where we're positioned. And we are positioned in the heavenlies right now. Even when Jesus Christ comes back and we're all gathered together and we're in heaven or in the new heaven and earth, we're still in that, going to be in that same place, still on the right hand side of God, because that's where he's positioned us. That's why he sent his son. So the second thing was our connections, who we're listening to, what we're listening to. Is it the worldly media? Is it the narrative of this world? Is it the narrative of our friends and our close ones? Is it the narrative of God? And if that narrative is God, what way are we going? Is it through many different teachers, many different religions, or are we just focusing on one? And our decisions, the decisions and choices that we make, are so powerful. And for me, them three things have been key this week, this month, and things that I'm asking God to work in my heart. Because if we don't know our position in Christ, and we don't know who we are and who God says we are, then we're really going to be wiped out. And it's okay for us to say, well, I know who I am, I've got Christ in me, but who are we accountable to? You know, Lawrence said this word last week, and it really, really burned in my heart. Like, it was really powerful in my heart, as an individual, because I was like, wow, we are. I've done a circular job for the last 10 years, the same job. I'm under that authority of my boss, under policies, procedures, different things in the world. But actually, I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a child of the Most, I'm the child of the living God, our God Jehovah, who sent his son Christ Jesus for us. So who am I accountable to? And I'm accountable for God, to God. And not because God is saying that I have to be, but because I want to be, because I want to answer to his ways, because I want to live by his ways, because I want to do the will of the Father. And the will of the Father is to reconcile as many people back to Christ by speaking them rightly, good, edifying, encouraging words. And through a lot of religion and a lot of different teachers and listening to many different people, you can get confused with that word that you're feeling and speaking, because it's all different. You've got one quite condemning, one who can condemn you, you've got one who says this is wrong, that's wrong, when actually we're in the age of grace. So even though God wants us to, loves us and wants us to live a certain way, if we don't live that certain way, he's not up there with an iron rod trying to be, he's not going to be up there condemning us, because we're in the age of grace. So this accountability really stood out for me, because I'm accountable to God. Everything I do each and every day, I wake up and say, here I am, God, you send me. This is your day, this is the day you've made, because I've surrendered my life unto God. And that's not because God or Lawrence or any of you have told me I have to do that, but because I want to do that from my burning heart, from my desire. And where that comes from is a decision to say, I'm getting rid of all the rubbish, all the confusion, all the stuff that I've been hearing and doing that I've not really enjoyed. So for years I've gone through life but not really enjoyed it with a great joy and burning heart and having excitement. But for the last year, and especially the last month, I've got that excitement back, that joy back, because I've started to, again, be accountable to God, I suppose, or be accountable to myself, like ask myself, what are you doing? Why isn't this working? Why ain't that working? All these great signs and miracles are working all around the world, but what's going on for you, Amber? And I think sometimes we all do need to take a step back and ask ourselves, if things aren't going or things aren't looking or seeing the way that it should be, the way that God says it should be, what's going on? And through that was a decision to block out everything I was listening to, even the worldly news, even the narrative from my family, and just saying what God says, just doing what God says, and knowing that there is grace in that. And I am blessed because I get to connect to Lawrence this week. We had a great fellowship on the Tuesday, and I got to cover some things about this, about who we are in Christ, about the decisions we make, the importance of them decisions, and how important our spoken words are. Because when you're in that negative mindset and you're constantly saying, oh, this isn't working, that's not working, this isn't doing it, that's not you seated on the right hand side of God. That's us looking inward to ourselves and thinking about the world and what it is in front of us. But we know that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we are to live life like Christ did. And Christ, he saw many, many things, many bad things, many good things, but he didn't conform to any of them. He did what the Father said, and that was to go and preach God and reconcile the Jews back then back to him, back to God. And but we have that now to everybody around us, and if people don't want to hear it, or if people do want to hear it, hallelujah, that shouldn't change who we are and our position, and the decisions in which we make. And I've had a real wake-up call, that's all I can say, a real God's been waking me up, knocking on my door, and I've had to ask myself a few questions, and through asking myself them questions, I've just had a really blessed week. I'm really excited for the journey ahead. I know who I am in Christ, and I know what God says. And when certain things are going on, it's very easy to say the things that we see, but really it is about pulling back and saying the things that God sees and the things that God says. And however hard that might seem at times, we have to push through and keep saying them things. And even the closest people to you might pull away or might not be happy with what you're saying because it's not a reality to them. But to us, it is a reality. And we all've got so much going on. You know, people's got children, family, work, life. Life happens. But whatever happens in this life, our position in Christ has never changed and never will change. And we are blessed, you know, we are really, really blessed people. We are sons and daughters of Jehovah, God Almighty. He paid the ultimate price for us to be sons and daughters. And he paid that price for a reason, for us to have power and authority. And when life gets chucked at you, we need to come back with the power and authority we have, no matter how hard it is, no matter what the circumstances look like. And the only encouragement, and if people are feeling that that's not going for them, is what decisions are you making? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to this person, that person, and getting confused? I could go on for hours about different things that I've heard and the amount of conversations that could have seemed quite confrontational with Lawrence at times about certain things that I really didn't understand, I really didn't see. But just where I humbled myself and I was like, God, you know, I want to see you. I want to move for you. I want to do your will. There is nothing in this world that can offer me anything, even a job, a family, any of that. Like, it can't give me the satisfaction than what you've given me. I was a girl that never had God, was never brought up with God. But now that I know God, like, there is nothing else that can satisfy me as much as him. And I knew that there was questions and answers that I needed, but I'm quite, what's the word, like forceful, or I'm quite a stern person, I can come across quite abrupt at times. But I just knew, and I got humble, and I was like, no. And over the last 2 weeks, questions that I've had for over 5 or 6 years have literally just all blossomed in front of my face. They've all just come to pass. I've seen scriptures in the Word, or I've spoken to Lawrence, and even without him knowing, or the teachings that I've been listening to have been answering questions that I've had, and I've come home and said, Danny, wow, you need to listen to this. Like, look what God's showing me. And it's exciting, guys. It is really, really exciting, and I'm just so proud and honoured to be a child of God. I know the power and authority that we have, and it all was down to being humble. And people say, well, what does that mean? What is that? I am humble. I'm humble. I am humble. You'll truly know when you've got humble and you've really surrendered to what God wants, because all the other rubbish and all the other narratives and all the other things that you're hearing will be blocked out and closed out, and what God has called you to do will just be manifested in a powerful way. And I'm seeing it. I'm not just saying it because I want to say it, but I'm seeing it, I'm feeling it, and I know it. And we are just so powerful, so blessed. And I feel like I've rambled on a little bit there, but that's what I wanted to share. I just want to encourage you guys, you know, that no matter what thoughts you have in your head, no matter what things are going on around you, know your God, know the power and authority that you have in Christ. Because everything that Christ did on this earth, we can do greater. That's what he says. God's word is written and living because for us to know. And then when we have that and we walk by that spirit, he just energized that more and more and more. And it's not a fairy tale, you know. We don't just hook up here on a Thursday or on a leaders meeting just to say things just to say it, you know. We say it because we have power. We say it because we know our God. We say it because we're a family. Mm. And we say it because we want to learn, know, and grow. And if you don't want to learn, know, and grow, then it's just kind of like a, just, yeah, just something that we do. But it's not something that we do. We do it because we want to know God from the ultimate being of our being. Well, I do anyway. That's what I want. That's my desire, to know God like never before, but not to be proud, not to be boastful, not to be amber, but to be that Christ in me, the hope of glory. And you all are Christ, you know. We all have Christ in us, and you are all great, great people. And whatever is going on in your heads, whatever situations you're presented with, whatever's going on around you right now, know your authority, and know whatever you say you can come to pass. Know whatever you say you can command, or you can just say go, be gone, or leave. And it has to bow, it has to leave. If that's sickness, financial issues, whatever it is, you know, situations going on in the earth, it has to go and it has to leave our area, our way of living, because we have power and authority in Christ Jesus. And yeah, I just love you all. That was really burning on my heart, and I'm just so excited for the next couple of weeks and months and what God is doing, because we serve a powerful God. And when we're in alignment with that and we know what he says, then only power and more power can come. And we can have more authority. Well, not more authority, but we can know our authority. So God bless you guys. Yeah, I hope that blessed you all. That was really burning on my heart. And yeah, I love you.